You know what we never do?
What?
Say our names.
Oh, yeah.
What's your name?
I think we had discussed that like a year ago, and then we never did it again.
I'm Rob.
I was like, you know what? We never do. I don't know where it made me think of it. I thought of it during the week for some reason because something maybe I listened to. Oh, I know what it was. Gleeful, Josh and Jen and Ed had done a podcast randomly in the middle of nothing. And they always say their names and introduce each other. And I was like,
so they're like professional podcasters as opposed to us? Just being.
Well, they at least introduce each other.
I'm in my pajamas. I don't know what you want. What do you want? I'm drinking gin and I'm in my pajamas.
Oh, there you go. That's a positive.
And I'd like to introduce everybody to Michael.
And I would like to introduce everybody to Rob.
Oh, and I would like to introduce everyone to the lovely Michaela.
Hello. And I would like to introduce you all to our guest. Will is here today, everybody. Hello, Will.
Hello.
Did you record that, Michael, so you can put that in next time so we never do that again?
Oh, that's a good that is an excellent idea. I think I might do that.
And keep Will in there.
And just leave Will in there and then every episode just have it be like, what happened? Where'd that guy Will go?
I got to use my voice actually at work, my radio voice, because I am now the official voicemail voice at work.
Oh.
Yes, they asked me to do that. I thought, isn't the receptionist going to be a bit pissed off?
That you're the official voice.
That I'm the official voice. And she's been answering the phone for 20 years.
Am I correct in this, in that the last time Rob and I saw Will in his physical form, he was waking up and Rob was stealing his bed?
I remember that. I forgot all about that.
Was this the infamous 2011?
I don't even know what year. It's so hard.
Not 11. Was that 11?
10, maybe.
It was 2011.
2011, was it?
The only time I've been, yeah.
Me and some Corey. Girl jumped into...
Cool. No, something. There was a mattress in front of the door of the other room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Somebody was having a tantrum.
Tails are being pulled right now, people.
The bed was the bed was in the bathroom.
Oh, that's right.
Everything
bleeds together. Yeah, everything bleeds together. What's the guy to do? It was morning. That's all I know. It was very early in the morning, literally sun up in the morning. But that was the last time I believe we saw Will.
Yeah, I think I was going somewhere to stand in line, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, you were ready to go. You were up for the morning, ready to go, and we were wandering in the door.
Just coming back.
At 5 a.m. From the streets of gritty San Diego.
That's right. The last time I saw Will in his physical form was when he came here to visit me.
Which was much more recent.
And we had a lovely visit, and Will stayed overnight. Did we have a campfire?
I don't think so, but that electric blanket was awesome.
Oh, it was. You know what? Ember ate it today.
Oh.
It died. I was so sad. I nearly cried, to be honest with you. Dave came into the bedroom and said, I hope you didn't like this.
He
had the cord in one hand and the blanket in the other.
Oh, that sucks.
My dog is an a-hole.
Speaking of a-holes.
You met an a-hole.
Yes, this is what I'm excited about.
Oh.
And by excited, I mean aggravated. So Connor and I were taking a little jaunt over to Philadelphia. We take the train over. I think we're going to what the fuck were we doing? I think we're going to some kind of horticultural festival. Anyway, doesn't matter. So we get.
Oh, knew what you were doing. You just didn't want to admit you were going to a horticultural festival.
No. We got all kinds of stuff. Yeah, we got all kinds of stuff. So we take the train over. like normal people. And so I go into the station, and I see at the corner of my eye, I see the table set up with the mother and like the four little Weeblos or Boy Scouts or whatever the fuck they were. And they're like, hey, would you like to buy some popcorn? I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I don't have any cash on me. Now, obviously, I had cash on me. But I said this for two reasons. First of all, I had a six-year-old with me who I didn't want eating fucking shitty popcorn on the way on the train, which you're not really supposed to do anyway. Secondly, I didn't want to fucking buy any. So I was polite. I said, no, I'm sorry. I don't have any cash on me. So the kids were like, oh, okay. You know, no big deal. No harm, no foul. No, no, no. No, the mother chimes up. Oh, well, I can accept credit cards if you were really telling the truth. I'm like thinking,
if it, Lou, she
fucking
said if you,
bitch.
If you're really telling the truth?
Yes, yes. I'm like thinking,
wow.
I only kept my cool because there were children, mine. Well, if it was just actually Connor, I probably would have went off on her so we could learn to confront idiots. So I was like, ha, 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 yeah. And I just bought my ticket. I'm like, you fucking cunt. What kind of fucking bullshit is that? What if I didn't want my son? What if my son couldn't eat popcorn because of a possible allergy and I was just being nice?
Right.
You know, I can accept, you know. She had her little square thing plugged into her iPad. And I'm thinking, boy, what kind of fucking asshole are you?
Yeah,
that's going to become more and more common.
First of all, I hate that anyway. Like when
I
I'm going
too, as
places.
We discussed. Yes.
But you know, to be a complete asshole like that was like the next level. Like the kids were fine; they were like, oh, okay, no problem. And if it was just me, I probably would have bought a bag. Not that I really wanted to support the Boy Scouts anyway, and fuck them. But you know, I probably would have
fire building skills.
Well, because I probably would have bought a bag because you know the kids they were you know. Just trying to make a buck or whatever for whatever you're doing. But, yeah,
don't
fuck
give
her.
In, man. Don't give in to those little cute little terrorists that want your money.
Well, I never buy stuff.
Go play soccer. Go play soccer. Yeah. Leave me out of it.
Like, if I'm going to a store, I
something
never.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, at least the Girl Scouts, those cookies are fucking amazing.
Yeah, but you know
those
what?
Cookies are like crack.
Sell them at work or at home or something. Don't be fucking sitting outside the store trying to sell that shit.
Oh, I hate that.
Or just put them in the goddamn store to make the profit off of them. How about that?
It, you know what? It teaches the kids that, like, they start expecting things from people. Like, and then, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, this person should buy this for me. You know?
Yeah.
It's like
when I see, like, if there's a team, like, they do a car wash or whatever at the schools or whatever, that's one thing. Because you're driving down the road. They're not, like, harassing you.
Yeah.
As you know, you can either pull in or not pull in. You can pull in and be the super creeper who pulls into the cheerleader car wash and look like a ridiculous... some kind of sociopath, or you can just drive by like a normal person.
Right.
But, you know, this whole, like, she was confrontational about it. And I was with a six-year-old.
Yeah, that's wrong.
I'm like, what? You have no idea. First of all, what if I didn't have cash? Or because fucking SEPTA and PATCO were fucking shit. They only accept cash in their machines.
What if you didn't have any money? Like, what if you were poor? Are you supposed to say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't afford it?
Yeah.
In front of your child?
Do I want to carry around $30 worth of popcorn all day? Like, what the fuck am I going to do with it?
It's ridiculous.
So, I'm excited about
that. Oh, sorry, ma'am. The real answer is, fuck you, I just don't want
it. Yeah, exactly.
Like, I was going to buy popcorn, but your face is so fucking ugly, it upset my stomach, and now I can't eat. So, fuck you,
yeah,
okay?
I'm sorry, can you just go fucking die? Because I'm done with you.
We were angry this episode. This is great.
Angry Mike is back, everybody.
Love it.
I was that just I was like, what kind of asshole do you have to be to do that though?
Well, a special kind. A special kind of asshole.
You know, I could see if I was rude to the kids and then she was rude back to me, perfectly understandable.
I hate pushy people. Yeah. It's like, I don't owe you anything.
But I was like, no, I'm sorry, I don't have any cash on me.
That's coming from the New Yorker, by the way. He hates pushy people.
Yeah, well, because it's the way you handle things, you know?
Well, it's true. But people are pushy. I don't know. I've never been to New York. It's just a stereotype. I apologize if I offended you.
I would say, in general, people in the East Coast, Northeast are more aggressive than other places. Just
I find East Coasters more
but
aggressive.
It's only in certain situations. They're not aggressive in every situation.
Yeah. I am, however, an aggressive female Canadian, so.
Exactly.
Yeah. You can find us anywhere. West Coast, even.
Yeah. So that was my my week.
I'm sorry that you had that experience.
The Horticultural Festival was very nice.
So what was that all about? Because I'd like to hear about that.
It's just a little thing they had going on in a flea market and stuff like that. That's all.
Like showing you how to grow vegetables and stuff.
There was a lot of that, yeah. And then the flea market, it's like a vintage flea market.
Nice.
And Connor's like apparently into vintage things. I don't know. Good. Yeah, it is what it is. He likes that stuff. I don't
know. Kids like what they like.
Yeah, he likes some bizarre different things. So, like random things that you wouldn't even think that, like, yeah.
You're like, where'd you hear about
like,
that?
What? He's like, oh, that is, I really like that. Can I get that? And it's like a $30 pill box. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what?
What do you want to
get? No, you can't get a pill box. No. You're six.
My kids are all, aren't they?
Little
munchkins.
Very good day, other than that. Other than that woman.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Well, Rob.
Yes.
Are you in it yet? Are you... New apartment I am in you? Where
not,
are you?
Not yet. I got the keys to a new apartment.
Awesome.
With a couple other friends. And it is actually, this is exciting too. Not only, I mean, it's a much better location. It's like in a really great area in Forest Hills, which is where Spider-Man lives. Peter Parker lives, which is cool. So I live where Spider-Man lives. And,
I mean, you're neighbors and best friends now, I know.
Totally. I mean, right. Yeah. We're BFFs, me and Pete. No, it's super exciting, though. Like, I'm probably going to move in. Like, I have some overlap, so probably going to start, like, you know, moving crap over there slowly and then worrying about the big stuff later.
Your roommates are so lucky. They're going to get a Soda Stream.
Damn right.
Oh, wow, they must be, like...
And then one of them has one, so we're gonna have two Soda Streams.
Oh my god! One in the living room, one in the bed, one in the kitchen. What else can you do? Yeah. Pop everywhere. So it looks like a house from the front. It looks really nice.
Oh yeah, it is. It is. I mean, it's kind of the building is a what's the word?
Brownstone.
It's kind of like it's like a big building with multiple duplexes in it. I guess is the right word.
It's so a like, multiplex.
Yeah. So like my address has like two units in it. So there's someone on the first floor and then we have the second and third floor.
Nice.
It was awesome price and it has five bedrooms. It was funny because we saw the listing and we're like, there's no way that this is real or right. We thought for sure. So, I mean, I wasn't even going to consider looking at it, but my friend booked an appointment to see it anyway. And I went along like not expecting anything. Mm-hmm. And we went in and we were like, holy shit, this literally really does have five full bedrooms and three bathrooms.
Wow. So, with that much room, you're going to need two Soda Streams.
Yeah, totally. Well, yeah, we can have one for each floor.
There you go.
We're going to have a friend has a projector. So the living room, we're going to have a TV and a projector.
Oh, nice, nice.
So nice projector, big screen for movies and stuff. So it's going to be pretty epic.
A big man den thing.
Yeah, yeah. And like the rooms are far enough apart where like we can have our space. As well.
Well, that's good because you've been living on your own for a while now, so it might be kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't mind like sharing, and I like these people, so
good.
That's helpful.
It should be fine. Sweet. So it's exciting.
Do any of them have pets?
No, but we were talking about it and figuring out what we want to get. I mean, we would love a dog, but it's like kind of too much responsibility, and I don't want to have to be stuck at home.
Puppies are assholes.
I mean, I know. I love them, but it takes a lot of responsibility, which I don't think we have right now. So we might end up getting like a cat or something because they're a little bit easier to – they're a little bit more, you know, self-sufficient and independent.
Yeah,
so.
For sure.
They certainly are.
So we'll see.
Nice. Fun. Well, good for you.
We really That's want awesome. A pig. We really want a pig, but pigs are not
second
legal.
Floor. Maybe not.
They're not legal in the New York right now, but that is trying to be changed. So
well,
in the future,
what if you want to have a farm and you can't have a pig. That's
oh, well, I don't think you can have them. I guess farms are different, but you can't have them as like a house pet. Oh. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, and apparently I'm not excited, nor is Will, about anything.
No. Oh.
Well, he's got big excitement.
I was supposed to add that.
He's got big excitement.
Meh. I mean, we don't have to. Our, we don't have expectations. Just whatever.
Just
we don't care.
It's what I do. Unless I'm not, and then you'll know. Just saying. I'm a woman after all. You have a really exciting week. Did you not, Will?
Yes, you guys. I went to Hawaii.
Yay!
That is nice.
Now, that is not only awesome enough in itself, but it's an extra awesome trip, right?
Yeah, I went for the Lost 2014 reunion fan gathering celebrating the 10-year anniversary of the premiere of Lost. And then when that ended, I stayed for about five more days after that.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. The only negative thing I have to really say was that it was so freaking hot.
Oh, was it?
From what the locals were telling me that time of the year, this time of the year, it's always a little warmer because the trade winds stop. But
okay.
They say that this year it was unseasonably warm.
Exceptionally.
So, like, you go outside and within 5 minutes you feel like you need to take another shower.
So
I was changing clothes like two or three times a day.
The hotel laundry was busy.
Yeah. And the Lost thing was great because I had friended a few people leading up to it and I got to meet all of those people, and it was nice just being around nerds again, because if you go to like a sporting event or something, a concert, you never know what you're going to get. But it was nice being around just big Lost nerds.
Nice.
And got to meet Jorge Garcia. He was the only cast member that came.
Oh, that's a bit disappointing. Yeah. You would have thought that, you wouldn't expect Matthew Fox to show up. But
yeah, that's one reason why they're thinking about having the next one in L.A. But we got pre-recorded messages from Evangeline Lilly and the guy that played Walt.
Oh,
the guy
yeah.
that played Dr. Arts.
Oh, nice.
So
it
was pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, I guess if they held it in L.A., they would at least get some of the secondary-type characters anyway.
Yeah, but half the cast is on Hawaii Five-0 right now.
Yeah, so I was wondering, isn't Daniel Day-Kim still on that show? Or
yeah.
I thought he was. Yeah, I'm not sure. Unless they weren't quite filming yet or something. Who knows? I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know what their schedule is, or in a break or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of feel like just following Jorge on social media that he's been doing everything he can since Lost ended to get back to Hawaii, because he just loves living there so much.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting to see that he was back there again. Like, he's working too while he's there.
Yeah, hey, it's a job. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
That seems like a
getting
cool
paid
event,
to live
though.
In Hawaii.
I would have loved to have gone to like an event like that. That would have been pretty cool. Did Ryan and Jen make it?
I don't think they did, though. I did. Okay. They were mentioned a few times. Jorge mentioned them once, and I think I saw their tweets saying they weren't able to make it. I never saw them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I seen a picture that they'd hooked up with Joe Pinionated, I think, but I didn't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I was considering going. Like, when I saw it, originally saw it, I was like, oh, that would be awesome. Like,
yeah.
I've always wanted to check out Hawaii, and this is
would have been a
good experience, but it just didn't line up.
Yeah, this is my first time there, and it was really nice. I really want to go back. We did get to see go on a tour of a lot of the filming locations, and then off on my own, I went to see a few more locations. I got to go to
Yeah, your pictures were great, actually.
Oh, thank you. Take tons of pictures wherever I go. And it just kind of rekindled my love of Lost, I guess, because You know, I do get tired sometimes of hearing people talk about laws, but because like every time one of the numbers shows up somewhere, or time someone touches their nose, it reminds them of something that happened on Lost. I do get a little worn out on Lost sometimes, but now I'm probably going to start rewatching Lost again soon.
Well, and then now you have Jay and Jack is doing a rewatch podcast, which is fun.
I feel it's retrospective kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been wanting to rewatch it, but I feel like it's a good time.
There's been enough of a gap.
I don't know if I have time, but it's a good time.
Yeah, there's been enough of a gap now.
That's always the problem with rewatches. You have a limited amount of time for your entertainment, and you want to see something you haven't seen yet. Unless it's Buffy, and then you watch it again.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
Or Archer. I don't know why. I watch Archer on my phone on my lunch break.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. So you want to go back to Hawaii, Will, so maybe we should plan a trip to Hawaii.
Yeah, we all should go to Hawaii.
We should. That would be amazing.
Next year, maybe.
That would be fun. Well, we're going to Punta Cana in March, so end of March for a wedding.
Oh, are you?
Mm-hmm. Never been to the Dominican Republic before. In fact, never been anywhere where there are people with machine guns at the doors. So that will be fun.
Okay. Why?
Well, not? Haiti's right next door, right?
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
You're not really in like the most stable of areas. But, they sure take care of the tourists.
Well, that,
but it's not like Mexico where you can go into the villages and the markets and stuff. They just don't encourage that. If you want to go out, you have to go on a tour.
To stay safe.
Yep. That's what my friend said. Just remember, the guys with the guns are there to protect you. Like, oh, shit.
You hope.
I hope so. Maybe there'll be a coup and they'll turn. Won't that be fun?
Great.
Anyway, so that'll be interesting. Yep. I don't know. But Dave is in the wedding party, so we're obliged to go. Why am I just a homebody? What's wrong with me? I raise chickens and dogs and I just want to stay home.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, you're getting to go to Punta Cana, so I mean that's...
Yeah, but some people just aren't travelers, and I know that I'm one of them. My stomach doesn't travel.
Oh, well, there you go. That's a problem.
So I said today, we're going to an all-inclusive, and I'm going to be nauseous for the first 4 days. This will be really great. I wonder if those guys can get me any sandwiches.
I don't know what the laws are there.
That'll settle my stomach right down. Probably best not to ask them.
Probably not.
Okay, so let's talk about music a little bit. Because
sure.
Okay, well, first of all, we've talked about Rob's band, right, and how awesome you guys are. Well, I have another new band that is called Nature Of. They are local Edmonton band from Alberta. And I just really am enjoying their music. I downloaded their album off of iTunes. And I do have an ulterior motive because the girl that I work with is in this band. And I don't want her to be a successful secretary. I want her to be a successful rock star. So go and buy their album and listen to their music. And they will go on tour and she won't have to be a secretary. And she can be a rock star for both of us.
There you
okay?
go.
Okay? That's my plan.
That's a good plan.
Yeah. I like them quite a lot.
Sorry.
They're very feelsy. They're feelsy.
Is that that? What's that music?
This is Hozier.
Oh.
He's not sorry. Playing my music.
I got distracted and hit the button early because the cat must have just pooped in the litter on the other end of the basement here, and it stinks like hell.
Welcome to Smell-O-Vision.
Yeah, so I was kind of like looking around for my lighter to light the candles and accidentally hit play earlier than I had planned on it.
But, you know, we don't do this on Google Video Hangout, but we may as well.
Smell-O-Vision.
That's a visual image.
Smell-O-Vision would be good.
I can't get rid of.
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of Hozier. Very good. Irishman. Singer-songwriter Irishman. Right. Some bluesy influence, some typical singer-songwriter Irish kind of stuff. But very enjoyable. Very laid back. I gotta go light a candle. I'll be right back.
Your music is so relaxing. You need to go light a candle.
No, I need to go light a candle so I don't pass out.
That's a good idea. Open a window. Save us all.
I can't. I'm in the basement. I can't reach the window.
Run for your life. Anyway, you could go to natureofband.com and you can listen to their whole album. And they're really lovely. I love them. I listen to them regularly when I'm in the garden. Sweet. You should do. Buy their album. Yeah. And her name is also Kyla, which is like Kayla, which is like Michaela. So she's going to go and be a rock star for both of us. Okay?
Wow. All right.
You're going to be a survivor, you know?
I got a lighter now, so I'm lighting it.
Will, have you been listening to any new or interesting music?
No, but I've discovered some stations on Sirius that I like. Ooh. I think one of them's called Watercolors or something like that. It's a jazz station. I probably got the name wrong, but
I like jazz. Jazz is very relaxing, good stuff.
I like listening to it when I'm frustrated in traffic because it calms me down a little bit.
Good idea. I used to have an Ella Fitzgerald mix. Tape with Ella Fitzgerald and who else was on it? I can't remember. Anyway, yeah, real nice.
I found another station called La Mezcla. It's a Latino. They play English language songs and Spanish language songs. Oh. Nice music to dance to.
When you're like spicy in life.
Yeah, Saturday night. And
sounds good.
Just head out.
Hmm. What about you, Rob? You're into music. What you got?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Yeah, I mean, I haven't really discovered anything new, but did we ever talk about how people apparently hate you two a lot?
Oh yeah, we can't talk about that.
I'm not surprised at all.
So funny. So,
it might have been a little extreme, the reaction.
I think it was. People were getting mad at Apple for giving them a free album.
Well, I think the thing was that they never have to listen to. Security had somehow been breached that it was put into their cloud. How dare they touch their cloud?
You don't ever have to listen to it.
Sorry, Mike, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you don't ever have to listen to it.
No, I know. You don't even have to download it. It's just in your cloud. You don't have to download it onto your device. And the thing that made me laugh was all these people were feeling like their security had somehow been breached. And I think that it might have come on the tail end of when the whole nudie pictures were stolen, so people were being weird.
True.
But a friend of mine posted that, and I said to her, I said, first of all, stop posting stupid shit on the internet. And second of all, do your research. And third of all, it's a gift in your cloud.
Right. They own your account.
Download it for free if you would like to have it for free. A gift.
Yeah.
In your cloud.
Just don't hit play. Never hit play. There you go. You'll never have to hear it.
Never hit the little cloudy download button.
It was so bad they had to create a tool so you can remove it from your
I think there were enough tools in the situation, don't you?
But people hate them.
It's hysteria, though, over security, I think.
Yeah.
And the funniest part for me is that it happened on Facebook.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's also YouTube backlash. I mean, look, they haven't been very good recently. And
I think a lot of people just really didn't like YouTube about them.
Yeah, I mean.
So you think if it was like a free, Who album? I don't know. Not the Who.
The Who? Ugh. They're back.
No. Oh, God, no, please. I went to a Who concert. It was 3 hours long. I left halfway through. Yeah.
Oh, you don't like The Who? What is wrong with you?
I felt myself aging. I'm sorry.
God, it's not like it's The Doors. Jesus.
It was The Who, and it was too much The Who. 3 hours of The Who is too much. Anyway.
I disagree with that.
Well, you be in that scenario and you tell me.
I don't know about now. They're really old, Daughtry and...
this was over 20 years ago.
Pete Town. Oh, well, that would have been awesome.
I could have seen them 20 years ago.
Yeah, that was when they went on those final tours every 3 years.
That's right.
For a while, yeah.
They played Teenage Wasteland and a few others, and we were like, well, that's pretty much the best of the catalog. Let's go.
Wow. No taste. All right.
I see lots of really good people in concert, actually. Yep. Yep. Aerosmith. Lots of people. Anyway, now we went down this rabbit hole. I completely stoner forgot what I was talking about.
But here's another thing I just thought of that. I feel like if you listen to current like music today, like not popular stuff, but I mean like, because I listen to like the, you know, the rock and the alt stuff, and it's very, it sounds very 80s.
I know, everything's 80s right now.
Everything's like 80s-ified now, which is fine because I love the 80s, but it's not the, it's like the 80s, but it's not the 80s.
Do you know how sad it is to have already lived through the 80s and now they're coming back again?
I mean, it was, the 80s was pretty terrible. I mean, let's be perfectly honest.
The 80s was super fun. I mean, music was super bad, but it was super fun.
There was some good stuff, some really terrible stuff.
You couldn't get Rickrolled without the 80s. I'm just saying.
That was some of the terrible stuff. I mean, Purple Rain, probably the best album of the decade. That was best, you know, popular album of the decade.
And I hated Prince, like, so much at the time because...
Really?
Well, just all of that emo stuff because I was a rocker chick. Like a but hardcore...
But he was rock. I mean,
Purple Rain, that's not rock. I'm sorry.
No. There was a lot of rock guitar in it, though.
No, we were into a lot of... We wouldn't have... Nothing with velour and hair gel. Noel.
Well, then what were you listening to exactly? Bands, which, you know, were garbage,
Amazing all at the same time.
Shh, don't tell White Jess Snake, and John. Hello. Yeah, yeah, don't tell Jess and John. They were complete garbage.
No, you know what, though? They were awesome for what they were at the time that they were. And they sucked. No. Some of them made a little
No, bit they really they time. Really weren't awesome for what they were.
They were, too.
No, not really.
I remember.
I was there, too. I was alive.
Rat round and round. I mean, come on. Yeah,
they were entertaining pop songs, for sure.
Motley Crue.
Did I ever tell you? You remember Brittany Fox?
I do.
So, this one time... Brittany Fox was from around here. So this one time, like many years after they were long out of the one-hit wonder spotlight, I was going to a studio to... I wasn't recording, but I was going to a friend of mine. They were recording... it was a straight-edge hardcore band, so it was a little different to Brittany Fox. But anyway, so we get to the studio, which is in this guy's house, and it's the fucking lead singer from Brittany Fox. So we go in, and like we're sitting there, and he like pulls out some giant gun from under the desk, and is talking about how he breaks into his own house to like train his girlfriend to be ready if something happens, and I'm like,
she just shoots him.
I'm like, what in the world is going on in this place? But anyway. That was Brittany Fox, lead singer, many years after he was no longer famous, when he was barely famous to begin with. But anyway.
Right. You know what, though? The hair was amazing. And I know, because grade 11, if you are a Facebook friend of mine, you can go through my pictures and find my grade 11 picture. It's amazing. I'm wearing pink angora, a white leather miniskirt, and my hair is like out 3 feet from my head. It's amazing. The 80s were great. We had leg warmers. We had rainbow shirts. We had... really crappy, awesome, dancey music.
Oh, there was so much bad music.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and the
Take On Me.
Whew, television was god-awful.
Yeah. We're very old, you know.
Yeah, I think television's gotten better. Oh, sitcoms were great. More so in the 90s.
They were entertaining, at least, yeah. I don't know if I'd... some were interesting. There were some crazy 80s ones, for sure. Like Sledgehammer and The Charmings and... things like that. Some bizarre things you wouldn't see now. Although Once Upon a Time is kind of like The Charmings.
It is The Charmings, isn't it?
Basically it is, yeah, really. They did kind of steal the idea from The Charmings, technically. Because it's Snow White and Prince Charming in modern day.
Kind of like that movie that What's Her Doodle did, Charmed.
Who's that?
Charmed?
Enchanted?
Enchanted, that's what it's called. Yeah. I like that movie. I think it's super cute. And I really like her, and I think she's super cute, too.
Was that Amy Adams? Was Amy Adams in that?
That's why you're here, Michael. I think remember all the words I can't.
Yeah, I think I saw it once. I'm not sure. I believe I saw it once.
It's super cute. You guys should watch it if you haven't. So, was that movies?
Yes, that was a movie segment. Enchanted. There you go.
Go see Enchanted. Haven't watched any movies because, like I told you guys, we're watching Supernatural from the beginning.
I think we're going to go see Gone Girl possibly this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, I'm hoping to.
You're not going to wait for Ben Affleck's breakout Batman role?
I probably won't ever see that movie, so I don't know.
I think we should hold him down to a chair like they did to people, you know, on Lost.
Oh, God, and put bamboo shoots under his nails or whatever. Yeah.
Comic movies he hasn't seen.
I'm going to see Annabelle, I think.
Prequel
to The Conjuring.
Mm. Oh, Conjuring was great.
Yeah, I love The Conjuring. Annabelle.
They had that Annabelle doll on Innerspace the other day, and they were playing with it at the end of the show. This is horrifying.
I want to go. They have. I want to go to the actual, like, little museum thing. You can go and see the actual doll and all the stuff they collected.
Right. Awful.
Yeah.
You had some probably scary moments, I imagine, Rob, when you were at Universal.
Oh yeah, you were at Universal since last.
Never talked about that.
I forgot.
No, well, I figured it would come up somewhere. I did.
Yeah, how about
Halloween.
Now?
Yeah, okay. Why not? Well, yeah, it's movie related. It is movie related, actually.
Yeah, because
so,
it's all movie all themed things. All, yeah,
mostly licensed things. So yeah, the Universal Halloween Horror Nights 24, and so this is my second year doing it, and it was really quite cool. They had or the ones that Walking Dead, of course, is the big one. It's the biggest house they've ever done. There was Alien vs. Predator. There was a house for the that new movie, Dracula Untold. Mm-hmm. They had From Dusk Till Dawn, based on the new TV series, which actually I started watching, and it's pretty good so far.
Is that on FX?
No. It was odd. It was on some wacko channel you've never heard of.
Oh, okay.
Now it's on Netflix, though.
Okay. I knew it was on a channel. I didn't know what channel it was on. I remember seeing that it was out, though, and I just never registered where it was.
I mean, I don't even know if I have that channel or anyone has that channel.
One of those channels, yeah.
It's on, I'll tell you what it's on. It was on, where is it? I'm trying to find, El Rey.
I'd never
ever heard
of that.
No.
Okay. never heard of that one.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, it's on Netflix now. So yeah, there's a house based on that. There is, I say was as if it's not still going on. This was the first, week.
Yeah.
I'm done with it. So it's
over.
Done. They took
it's
everything
over.
Down. And Halloween they had, which is cool.
Oh,
it's like
cool.
Michael Myers. They had, so that was the five themed, like, licensed ones. And then they had three original ones. They had, like, a one with dolls. They had one with clowns. And they had, like, a cannibal colony.
Clowns would be a good one.
Yeah. And then they have street scare zones. And they have, like, different themes. So they had, this actually worked really well. They had a big section based on the Purge Anarchy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, so basically the start of the event is like announcing that the Purge is starting and all these, you know, everyone comes out and they have masks and like chainsaws and everything and walking around as if like, you know, the Purge is actually going on and all crime is legal for the next 24 hours. So,
yikes.
They had that. They had a little section based on Face Off, so like different creations from the show Face Off. Not the movie with
that would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, no. The makeup show.
Yeah, if John Travolta John Travolta.
Yeah,
that would
not
be pretty
that. They had like a voodoo section and then a stupid masquerade section. It was not scary, but and then they have they do a Bill and Ted's Halloween show every year, which is always fun.
Oh, yeah, they've been doing that for a long time, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then they're doing the Rocky Horror Show. They do a shortened version of it with, a live cast, which is cool, with the movie in the background. So it's a lot of fun, and it's we've been going the first weekend, and it's working out really well because it's not that crowded and it's much more manageable because I know in October you're waiting like
forever
for the house. I think maybe the most we wait is an hour, but we got through, you know, we went to two nights and we got he got a lot done each night. So, yeah, no, it was really, really cool. We also did a behind the scenes tour, and it took us through three of the houses, like during the daytime with the lights on and everything. Which that was really cool to see kind of how they do things. And we went through Walking Dead, Alien vs. Predator, and the cannibal one. And just seeing like the alien xenomorph puppets are like really cool, because they're all controlled by people. And they have like, you know, like pneumatic jaws and stuff. And it's really quite impressive.
That's awesome.
So. Really neat to see.
Yeah, they definitely do it up pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably the biggest, you know, budget haunted houses I've ever seen. And, they basically build entire sets. Everything is really, really detailed.
So you were, like, totally freaked out the whole time you were there?
Yeah, I mean, it's it really creates a really great atmosphere. And especially, like, when the lights are off and there's, like, lighting effects and sound and stuff, it gets really intense, you know. And there was a really great room in Walking Dead where basically the house, it starts at the end of the prison and it has you walking, going to Terminus.
Oh god.
So, cool.
Yeah, so there was
no
one,
thanks, I don't need any lunch.
There's one room that is, so you go in and there's like, it's like you're in the forest and there's just like walkers all around you, and it's an amazing effect. In reality, there's mirrors and there's a lot of like mannequins, and there's also real people, but like in the dark you can't tell what's real and what's not, because you have strobe lights going, and you know, you can't, you don't notice that it just looks like a big room with tons of walkers. It was really, really cool. So a lot of cool. I mean, I definitely recommend, if you're into that kind of stuff, I highly recommend the Halloween Horror Nights. I know they also do it in California as well, but I've never.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a little bit smaller than the Orlando one. So,
will you go again next year?
You know what? I think I am, because it's going to be the 25th anniversary.
They'll pull out all the stops.
I think so. Yeah, and it's been such a good time there. It's like. I definitely am right now planning to go again next year. So,
right on.
Very cool.
I'm glad you had stuff. Such a good time.
Yeah, and I did one day at Disney too. I did one and a half. I did a night, the Halloween event at Disney at night. It's a different experience.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's in Magic Kingdom, so it's geared obviously differently.
Yeah, but it's fun, and I got a shitload of candy.
Nice.
The next day I did like a one day, like three park hopper day, and did like Hollywood Studios during the day, and then went to Magic Kingdom for a bit, and then to Epcot where they had the Food and Wine Festival going on.
Yeah.
Which I've always wanted to do. That was awesome.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
And so much food and drink and
I wish we could make it down for it. We're going Thanksgiving week. It's over, obviously, by then. Yeah. But I love Food and Wine. It's definitely a cool thing to go down for.
Yeah, I'd love to spend more time. Like, you know, I would love to spend a full day at Epcot.
Oh yeah, for the Food and Wine. Yeah, yeah. A full day or even two, where you can try different things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want to eat in every country.
Yeah, and there's so much eating and / drinking involved.
Yeah,
and it's hot, so you don't want to like go a little too crazy. You know, it's a balance. But
that's why I love September. Has been a great month to go, because it's not quite as hot there, and it's less crowded.
Oh, it's definitely September is one of the slow months for sure.
Yeah. Oh, I love it in September. It's fantastic. I feel like I never want to go back to Florida other than, you know, all the off months.
Yeah. Well, there's not too many anymore.
No.
They jam events in all the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they want people to come. They're trying to get people. Oh, to come. Yeah. So there's all these, everything's cheaper because they like have all these hotel deals. Mm-hmm. And like, I think our Disney hotel, we stayed in, and movies.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And it was like $80 something a night.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Which was like
nice.
nothing. And then we did two nights. So if you do one night, you get the magic bands and everything, and it's they treat you right.
Yeah, I have like 400 magic bands right now.
Can you
sounds
reuse
like an
them?
Addiction.
Yeah, I only use the one, but you get them like we went in November last year, so we got one then. Yeah. We went in April, but we stayed at two different places, so we got two sets.
Ah.
I have my annual pass one. So this is three people all with four or five each. So there's a pile of them sitting on the bureau. I even stopped picking the colors out. So I have a bunch of gray ones also. I was like, I don't care. I don't even like wearing it anyway, so I don't really care what color it is.
I didn't mind them. I didn't. It was pretty comfortable.
Yeah, I just don't. Yeah, to me it was just too. Like, it's not a big deal. I usually just carry it in my pocket and do it, because I got to carry it Connors anyway, because it's a little too big for him, obviously.
Oh, right.
So me, it's just easy for me to.
They're cool. They're a little freaky though, and how they work.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have like the photo pass.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It knows when you ride the ride and puts the photo of you on your account.
Yep. It's supposed to start doing more than that.
Yeah, no, I know, but it's just like it knows where you are.
Oh yeah.
And what you like, it's just kind of I would really love to know. I haven't really been able to find specifics on how the tech works. I know it's RFID, but like,
yeah,
as far as how it works on the back end and how they pinpoint exactly where you are. Like, we ate lunch at Be Our Guest, and like, you know, we actually did the preview test where you order the food way ahead of time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And have like the fast pass. So we just kind of went right in, sat down at any table, open table, and then they just serve you your food there. It's like, how the hell do you know where I am?
Yeah, well, because it's sending down a signal, so I guess it picks it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the idea it's to personalize everything. Well, yeah. And obviously track where everybody's at.
Right. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I don't mean, like, it's not in a bad way. I'm just curious on how it works.
Well, I mean, for a situation like that, I mean, it's them trying to manage their crowds and know where what's doing what. And
it's probably the safest place on earth.
Yeah, I mean, there's not really too much bad that goes on. I mean, obviously, you're in a place with whatever X number of people. There's always, you know, whatever can happen. But
no, I mean, like, they can find you no matter
what. Oh, yeah, yeah.
We'll
yeah.
find you.
You're all under suspicion until otherwise proven.
Yeah, there's always that. But, I mean, I think eventually, from the things I've heard, it's like to personalize ride experiences and things like that as well.
Yeah, well, things I read were if there would be like it would know if it was your birthday, for example, and you might have like an animated character like wish you a happy birthday,
or like on a Haunted Mansion. I think originally you were supposed to be able to like go online before you went and design your own ghost that would ride and with you at the end. But I mean, that may be something that still comes that they weren't able to complete yet, but.
It is neat.
Because there have been obviously some issues because it's a huge rollout. But
totally, yeah. But it's pretty impressive.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
and what it's doing in it.
I like the Magic Band stuff. I don't necessarily like FastPass Plus, but that's a whole different story.
Yeah, that's another. I mean, it's getting better because.
Yeah.
I was able to pick the three, but then.
You get
I
more.
I was able to get new ones in different parks.
Yeah, once you're done the three, you can get more. My only issue is with it is having to plan so far ahead for the three.
Yeah, I agree. It's like,
I'm on vacation.
You basically have to do it as soon as the
Oh, yeah. Like, we were screwed for Thanksgiving because Connor really wanted to meet Anna and Elsa, speaking of Frozen.
Oh, yeah. So does everyone.
They were gone. Like, I logged on the second I could. 60,
do you know why,
60
Michael?
Days
because
in advance.
Because those
and they were
other
gone.
Kids had better parents than
your kid. Yeah.
No, it's just crazy. And even the mine train was booked up. It's crazy. For the whole week, booked up.
And you just weren't
60
fast
days in advance, yeah.
It's probably because you're old.
Just nutso. Well, I'm very old.
Wow, that's a lot of cheap shots all in one sentence, isn't it? Holy shit.
Speaking of Anna and Elsa, weren't we going to rail against Frozen about something?
Well, we were just saying before, like, I love Frozen. It's great. And... It deserves, you know, all the attention, but I feel like Disney is going a little too far with shoving it down your throat everywhere you go.
Like Norway.
Ching, 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 ching.
Well, that's the worst. So, okay. So in Hollywood Studios, it's all over the freaking place.
There's Well, you know what? They need it there because everything else is closing to get ready for the Star Wars stuff.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm okay with it there. Yeah.
But to go into Epcot, into the Norway section, and replacing Maelstrom with a Frozen ride is ridiculous.
Yeah, and my only issue with it is this. Like, Maelstrom, all right, if they want to redo it, that's fine.
It's yeah, well, I mean, the ride sucks.
20-some years old or whatever. But the idea of Epcot isn't with... Like, they do have some characters around and stuff, and that's all well and good. You need stuff. But it's a different experience than the other parks, and I don't want to see them lose that. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, they never... In the World Showcase, like, they don't really have... I mean, aside from, like, they have the Donald ride in Mexico... I mean, that's it's
but
still
that's
Mexican
still
themed.
About Mexico and not about Donald. So now, if they do it like that, where it's like Olaf presents Norway, or you know.
But the thing is, okay, it's not really in Norway. It's in Arendelle.
Yeah, which is
I mean, I know it's based
inspired by Norway.
Inspired
for sure,
it's actually mostly Danish.
Is it okay?
Yeah. So it doesn't really make sense. They're kind of forcing it in there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if you were the if you were from Norway and worked in that section, wouldn't you be kind of pissed?
Yeah. Well, they did offer Norway just didn't want to put up the money to redo the ride. I think it was like $9 million. And they kind of went back and forth a bunch of times with it.
Yeah.
And
it just doesn't really belong there.
They just didn't kick up the money. Yeah, I know. I'd rather see the pavilion stay about the countries.
Yeah.
Oh, and also Off Kilter and Moroccan are gone.
Yeah, that's true.
Apparently, they're going to do a lumberjack thing at Canada.
Ooh, yay!
Which
no, is that wrong?
I don't know. I mean, it could be cool. I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen it, so I'm not going to say it's good or terrible when I haven't seen it. You know what I mean?
All night and asleep all day. I put on women's clothing and I go around in bars or something.
I mean, Off Kilter and Moroccan were good, you know, entertaining or whatever. But I don't know what they added or didn't add. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
it is what it is. I guess they're going to go for more traditional music around the and things around the showcase.
That's fine. I mean, I like Epcot. Is very it's
very
once
laid
you're an
back.
Adult.
Yeah.
You love it because it's. You know, culture and food, and it's really quite amazing. So I just feel like as much as I like Frozen, it's just not the right place for it. And
yeah,
it's gonna tarnish.
Yeah,
it, and it's gonna bring a lot more freaking kids there.
Well, Anna and Elsa used to be there originally. It was a disaster.
Yeah, yeah. It's like not. It's just not the right place for it. So they're. I've never seen Disney kind of pimp something out so much where it starts getting obnoxious.
Yeah, well, they lagged so behind on the, like on merchandise and stuff like that. There was almost nothing Frozen in the parks forever.
Yeah,
and
now
still
it's
don't
everywhere.
Have... Yeah,
you cannot walk 2 feet without seeing something Frozen.
Yeah, but even now,
slushies, Slurpees.
Oh, yeah.
No,
even now it's not like exclusive stuff. You know what I mean?
Margarita.
It's the same stuff you can buy at like Target.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
that is an issue. Yeah,
like
it's kind of like Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
You can get there. You can get on Think Geek the next day.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you kind of want it to be special when it's at the park as opposed to whatever else. But, there's definitely Frozen fatigue happening.
It's going to crack pretty soon.
Ah, the kids love it.
Pun intended. I need to waste it on you people again.
Oh, man.
Someone out there will get it. Anyway. I'm funny, damn it. See, I'm laughing.
Well, speaking of Anna and Elsa, I hate Elsa because she's a bitch.
So cruel.
And I hate the size of the iPhone 6.
I hate the new tips they keep sending to my phone.
Oh, I don't get those.
Oh, yeah, the tips. Like, what?
I don't have that turned on. I don't know. I don't
get it. Oh, can you turn it off?
I don't know. I haven't. It's not happening on my phone, so I assume you can.
Assuming that's for my mother.
I have the 6.
The regular 6.
Yeah, too big.
Plus. Okay.
Fuck
that's
app.
Too big.
Yeah.
Not even
too,
the plus.
too big.
I got the 6 Plus.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh.
I've had it for 2 days now, and it's taken a little bit of getting used to,
Are you going to carry a backpack around with that?
I know. It's like I can't just stick it in my front pocket like I used to do with the iPhone 5. The 5 was a little bit... Yeah, it was a little too small, but this is just humongous.
I heard the battery life's very good on the Plus. I find the
5S too... Well, I have girly hands.
I like the. I think the 5 is perfect, honestly. I wouldn't mind. Like, I wouldn't mind if they had optional sizes. I just hate that the 6 is the smallest size. Well, I mean, I could have stayed with the 5, obviously. This is my own stupid decision. But,
could have stayed with a 3.
Like,
it doesn't.
I can't reach everything on the screen with one hand. I got to use 2 hands now. That's just stupid.
That's what I hate the most about the 6 Plus. I have to use 2 hands.
Oh, definitely with that. Yeah. Well, yeah, even on the 6, you have to.
What I think is weird, the fact that they got rid of their, like, I think it would have made more sense that for the Plus to be the regular 6, and then the 6 to be the size of the 5.
That's what I, yeah.
Because, like, then you're kind of, like, leaning towards, like, they just totally, and because this is the phone that Steve Jobs was like, this is the perfect size for a phone.
It was.
Completely abandoned it.
I think the 5 was the perfect size, because I could hit, and we were talking about this at bowling. A friend of mine has a 6 also. He's having the same exact issue. I'm like, dude, this is fucking ridiculous. I can't hit back on the browser because I can't reach the top corner. I have to grab it with a second hand.
This is the problem I've been complaining about for the last year with my 5S.
Wow, really? That's really narrow, though. You can't reach
the little tiny hands, Michael. Yeah, I'm a girl. Wow. It's giving me carpal tunnel syndrome.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting it from that. I'm very disappointed that Apple followed the trend and didn't stick to their guns.
Or it could be all the thousands of characters I type on that work, just in case WCB's listening.
But functionally and all that, I think it's fantastic. And the
difference with Android phones is that there's different manufacturers that make different phones.
Right.
You can get whatever size you want.
Yeah.
You know, but Apple's forcing you to get a bigger phone. I think that's really – that's wrong if you don't want that.
Yeah, I mean, they could do Apple. Multiple sizes.
See, I used to think the 5 was the perfect size until I started seeing all these Android phones with more screen space. Mm-hmm. And I do like how much screen space the 6 Plus has, but it's
just hard to manage.
Yeah, just hard to type on it. Mm-hmm. And I'm using the fingerprint thing to unlock.
Yeah, that works incredibly smoothly, I gotta say.
Yeah, it's really improved on my 5S, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's like seamless.
Yeah. I guess the only thing is that I use my right thumb, and I usually I'm usually holding my phone with my left hand. So I'm holding it.
You can set up, I think, 3 or 4 fingerprints in there, and it will remember them all. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know that. There you go.
Yeah.
There's your tip. Oh, was that on your? Nine. Was that one of your tips?
Oh yeah. No, it wasn't. Actually, I'm just really smart. Those tips are meant for my mom, not me.
Yeah, for me, I just wish they had. I preferred the size of the 5 because it was for me. I generally use it with one hand. I go one hand it most of the time, and it's just more comfortable with one hand typing and such.
Yeah, my other hand. Well, there you go. Something else.
Because it works. Sometimes I'm driving, not on the roads. Relax, people. It's a whole different environment. Relax. There's nothing else out there. And so, sometimes I grab the phone and I want to just, use one hand. I don't need to worry about other cars. It's not that kind of environment. Relax.
No. To take a nice picture of the sunrise, say.
Yes, exactly.
With one hand.
Yes. How can I do that if I got to use 2 hands? How are you going to get your sunrise pictures?
It's over.
It's not going to happen anymore.
It's clearly over. No more pictures for us.
No, it's done. What am I going to take 2 hands off the wheel? Then I'll drive into a plane. That would be terrible.
Oh, that would be terrible. Yeah. Well, don't do that.
Yeah, I won't.
Okay, I'm looking for where I can turn off those tips now that you told me apparently somewhere in here I might be able to.
I don't know. Mine were never turned on, so I don't know.
I got them both on my when I updated my iPod and my iPad.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Like, I have the tip app or whatever it is. But nothing pops up when I do anything.
It seems to be maybe when you upgrade rather than get a new device, it seems to be.
Yeah. You know what? I haven't really played with the iPad since I updated it. Connor's been using it, so it may have popped up on there, and I don't even know, actually. Mm. So that is a possibility.
Does anyone have bent phones yet?
No.
Not yet. I did sit on mine earlier by mistake, but it's pretty...
pretty horrible. Yeah.
Still, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I work in a pretty rugged environment, and I've never used a heavy duty case on any of my phones, and I've never had an issue.
Yeah.
So well, I hate cases. I don't know. Yeah, I only like a case enough to be able to grip it. That's it.
Yeah.
Like a like a thin rubber case that gives me grip. That's all. That's all I want.
Some kind of protection on it.
Yeah, just enough to grip it. That's all I care about.
So I'm gonna feel like if they're making these rugged, you know, aluminum, you know, metal phones, it's like
they're pretty durable, honestly.
Yeah, they are. I mean, but to put like a plastic case, at least get a good case. But people put these shitty plastic cases on them, and it's like,
yeah, to me, I only want
why even design a nice phone like that?
Exactly. I only want the rubber case because it gives you better grip with your hand.
Yeah.
Or the silicone, whatever it is.
That's what I have. I have a clear silicone.
Yeah.
I have a silicone. It only took me 24 hours to drop my phone in the street, but.
So what did you think of that video of the first guy that got
hit? Oh, that was hilarious, yeah.
That was so sad. Poor guy.
I'm sure they gave him a new one, though.
Well, nothing happened to it, so he was fortunate, yeah.
That's surprising, because I wonder to see how the screen durability is going to be on the new ones.
You know, the last one was pretty good, because I think I had one scratch after 2 years. Mm. And, you know, that's working outside every day, or you know, in a like a construction type environment every day,
yeah,
with no kind of case covering it.
I mean, as long as you take precaution. I mean, I feel like a lot of people are just so throw their phones all over the place, and like they're really just not handling them right.
I mean, I've dropped mine, but sure, you know, everybody has, but you know, not like ridiculously. Not like
I've never had a crack. I don't understand how people are cracking their phones.
Yeah, I think people are just like crazy careless sometimes.
Maybe, but I do. I mean, I've seen plenty of iPhones with like cracks, and it's like I don't understand.
Yeah, how did you do that?
I don't understand.
It's
well, I told
really,
you about Dave's phone. He got that phone and he put it in his front pocket with his keys and walked down the steps. He got to the bottom and it was scratched.
Wow!
Wow.
That's he's like, but it had Gorilla Glass and it shouldn't have scratched. I was like, are you a buffoon? Like, honestly, who puts... You know what I'm surprised about as an accessory that is not popular? Do you remember those key folders that you used to get that you'd hook your keys in and...
Oh, yeah.
I'm old. So you could flip it over and snap them so they'd be totally covered? Why are those not really popular?
Well,
spray them back.
Yeah, well, you could just put your keys in the other pocket.
Well, you could, but why not have a fancy alligator skin case on them instead? Like we did in the 80s. See? The 80s are back. Bring it back.
Let's bring back the 80s. It was such a good time.
I can't wait to get leg warmers. I'm so excited.
Dancing on Air was on, or Dance Party USA, whatever it was called, nationwide.
Nice. I'm getting myself a pink Angora sweater, some pink high heels, and some pink... I hate pink. Just high school. Leg warmers. I'm getting leg warmers for sure.
There you go.
And I'm going to dance to the Footloose soundtrack.
Oh, Footloose.
That's funny. I enjoyed the 80s. The 80s were a lot of fun for me. Yep. Mm. I was in high school. I graduated in 89.
Oh, yeah, you graduated right before me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's because I'm older than you.
That would be true.
Yep. I'm older than most people.
Oh, my God. So Connor had a friend over yesterday, speaking of old and not old. And so thank you. And her mom was born in like 86. And I'm like, what the fuck?
That's crazy.
Are you fucking kidding me? Like, oh.
I know. When you hear about people who are like walking around and they were born before like the 90s or like before like or like after 1985, that's just weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are you even an adult human being?
How are you even an adult?
You know, you know you're old when you look at people who have babies and you think that's just wrong. No, that child should not have a child, which who thinks that anymore? I mean, but I do still, you know, like a person who looks like they're 13 years old and they're pushing a baby and really they're 33, you know you're old. This is the problem. I apologize. There is a puppy whining in the background. But Probably because she doesn't have a blanket to eat.
Ew. Oh, God.
Anyway, so yes. So are you guys unhappy, happy? Do you think you'll get used to your iPhone 6s? Where are you with them?
As far as everything else with it, I like it. I don't know if I'm going to get used to the size or not. I'm not thrilled with the size. That's the only thing. Everything else, I'm
someone told me it took him about a week, and then he got used to the size of the 6 Plus. So I'm hoping maybe next week I won't be complaining anymore.
Do you think that we will start to evolve as humans and our fingers will become longer?
No, that takes much longer than the time span of phone development.
Maybe evolution will have sped up because of all of the chemicals and shit that's in our food. Our fingers will grow longer extra fast.
No, Gwyneth Paltrow, that's not going to happen.
We'll start having surgery.
Oh, gross, no. We'll start having surgery. That's pretty much, and it'll start in Japan.
To enlarge our fingers so we can hold the iPhone.
That's right.
And we'll have anime eyes.
Japan, I bet, yeah.
And we'll have anime eyes.
I already have anime eyes. Give me a break. I have a round face and anime eyes. It's ridiculous. Which is why I can, you know, feel so much for Clara when the doctor is bullying her about her face size and why she needs 3 mirrors to see the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because I also am a round-faced human being, as I've mentioned a number of times.
So do we want to talk
also
about
very large eyes?
The last two, I guess.
Yes.
I don't remember what was before that.
Okay, what were they? Remind me.
Time Heist and Caretaker.
So Time Heist
I enjoyed
was the one
time
where they
Heist
went to the end of the universe.
Yeah.
And we met Awesome Pink?
Yes.
Okay. What did you think of that one?
No. No, that was the week before.
What was Time Heist then?
Time Heist, where they broke into the bank.
That's what I saw.
Yeah, Time Heist, they broke into the bank.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that was a good one.
The one before that was whatever it was called, and that's the one. Listen.
Listen. Ooh, that's a creepy one.
Listen was creepy. I enjoyed Listen a lot. It was creepy. Danny Pink kind of floated in and out of that one. We got to see a little future and stuff like that. I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, that was the last one I saw, and I was kind of not feeling the new doctor, but for some reason that episode kind of turned it around.
Yeah. I really like how Dez is calling him Craigie Capaldi, because I absolutely have always felt that way, that him and Craig Ferguson are the same person, or brothers at least. Because, wow, yeah, they really are.
Craigie Capaldi.
So, Will, what do you think of this doctor?
He's growing on me. I don't know. It's just different. It was kind of the same way when they went from Tennant to Matt Smith. It took me a whole season to start liking Matt Smith, but now he's my favorite. So hopefully this one will grow on me. Had a little trouble understanding him at first. I think
really?
Scottish accents kind of.
Yeah, they can be hard.
I'm married to a Scot, and his grandpa, who didn't mind a wee dram every once in a while of whiskey, would proceed to drink more and more whiskey as the evening went on, and then would say to me regularly, "You can't understand a word I'm saying, can you?" No, I actually can't understand you, Donald. Exactly. What? We watered his drinks down a lot. Just don't tell him. I picked that up right away, the Scottish accent. So, yeah. Anyway, so go ahead. You had trouble understanding him.
Oh, yeah, but I got, you know, more used to it after the more. It was only the first episode. And then I really don't care much for Clara, though. I still, I don't know.
Seems to be a common thing is that everyone's like, meh, on Clara.
She's kind of growing on me, to be honest with you. I think she's the writing better for with her this character is so much better this year.
Well, I think she interacts better with this doctor than before. I hated that, like, the, like, flirty relationship she had with Matt Smith.
Yeah.
And I think this works so much better. I think
they've cleared it up.
Well, it's kind of an insult to the fact that we'd already seen him married.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was weird.
But, you know, he lives so many times. I mean, that's, I don't know. It's not a big deal. We're talking hundreds of years could have gone by, you know?
Yeah, I guess that's true. It's all timey-wimey.
Yeah. So there's that.
I'm behind on these, actually, so.
Oh,
I won't spoil them, but I
don't
care.
I mean,
both.
I don't think there's really anything.
There's not really super spoiler stuff.
I do have a question, though, and I don't. You can tell me if it has something, if it's ties into a plot, but I noticed in the first couple episodes he was still using Matt Smith's sonic screwdriver.
I don't think that's been brought up at
Did
all.
Did it
now.
Change?
I don't think
like,
I don't know.
Because I didn't like when is I would I'd be kind of I mean it's something so small, but I'd kind of be disappointed if he kept the same.
Oh, I don't think for a second he'll keep the same one. Something will happen to it.
You think it'll tie into the
plot. It has to, just for the sake of the selling of new
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sonic screwdrivers. They're not going to just leave it.
There's no reason not to not give him a new one.
Right. They've got to sell new ones. They've got to make, you know.
My prediction for the color is red, because I feel like he's just a much more angry doctor.
Yeah.
So I just remember what I'm saying. Okay. And my guess is red for color.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
What is this thing with the women with the glasses and the dark hair?
What, every woman looks like that in the show, you mean?
Every woman
Well,
looks
not
like
everyone.
That in the show.
No, not everyone, but enough of them, yeah.
Well, all of the villains, all of the matriarchs, all of the women.
I think it's just a traditional way of showing a slightly villainous person.
Interesting. They like, all look so similar, though.
They're
it's got to be something, right?
Yeah, button up and stuffy.
But they all look like they could be in like a coven.
Yeah, they do look. they have a very similar look for sure.
It's very strange.
Yeah.
We don't know anymore who this woman is or is not.
No. The last two really haven't gone deep into that at all. They've been more standalone.
Actually, they look so much alike that Missy and the woman from the bank. The time heist. I thought it was Missy.
Oh, yeah, they do look alike. Yeah, for sure.
Weird. Maybe he's got a thing for dominatrixy looking women.
That could be.
Maybe Moffat just likes a good old spanky every once in a while.
That could be.
Spanky, spanky.
Moffy, moffy. Anyway, some of these episodes he should have got a spanking for, like that first dinosaur one.
Yeah, that was the only one I really didn't like because it felt like they were going back to last season. Overall, though, I've liked Capaldi a lot.
I have to. I have. I have to say that since Tennant, you know, I didn't really... I liked the Matt Smith stuff, but it wasn't my favorite by any stretch compared to the Tennant stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just wasn't a humongous fan. And I was kind of ready for a new doctor and ready for a new showrunner. But let's see... I don't know. This is kind of going good. I like it.
Yeah, I think it's been good so far. We'll see what happens. They've definitely done better with Clara this season. They actually have a story. I guess that's a start.
Yeah.
Danny Pink's been good, what we've seen. So.
Yeah.
I'm happy with it, and I really like Capaldi a lot. It's still weird because I'm still finishing up Musketeers, so...
I still haven't finished up Musketeers.
I have one episode left, so getting double Capaldi is weird at times.
Oh, yeah, I bet, especially. They're very different roles.
yeah. So, it's very different. But he's so good. I'm really enjoying him a lot.
Yeah. Well, I hope it continues. And I think that he has such a tie to the show's history that he'll treat it well.
Yeah.
Speaking of epic series, is anybody watching Outlander but me?
No, they're stacking up on my DVR. I want to read the book before I watch the TV show.
They're so good. They are so true to the book, and they're like epically done. You know, like Vikings is, like Musketeers kind of is. Like they're really rich in the story, the costumes, the scenery. It's all very rich. And to watch like the Scottish writing and all of this stuff, of course, I'm English, Dave's Scottish. Like, so I guess I'm a Cessna-ish or whatever they call her. Outlander. I'm really, really enjoying it. And I read that book like 20 years ago. And it's such a good adaptation. And I forgot how bad Jack Black was. I forgot. And he's just awful. Like, he's just awful. And wicked and evil. And it's so good. When I said it was a romance, actually, it is a romance. It's a romance, but it is also an adventure tale. And if you're not watching it, I suggest that you get to it because it's worth it. I'm really enjoying it. It's sad that it's going to be one more episode, and then that's going to be it until I think April, something like that. But yay!
It's better. I'd rather have shorter seasons.
Yeah.
Of things.
Well, you guys have said that to me before, that they need time to actually record it, but I want it now. Down that production schedule.
Yeah.
Don't put it out till it's all done. Give it to us all at once. Anyway, so we watched that. I suggest you guys watch it too. And I think we have some feedback from Matt about that one too, so we'll listen to that later. Rob, are you and I the only ones watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Will, you're not watching that?
Yes, I'm watching that.
Ooh, yeah, what do you think?
I only saw the first episode so far, but I think it came back strong. I think it got very much better towards the end of season one. I think it's kind of keeping it up. It's kind of flipped everything on its head. You know, like, I didn't really expect it to be where it is now, you know, with the characters.
Right, oh, yeah.
Being where I think the characters are much more interesting now, you know, and yes. I like where they're going with things, and it just, I think it's a much stronger show now than it was.
Yeah, I agree. And I like Skye's bangs.
You like what?
Skye's bangs.
Oh, yes.
They actually make her more interesting.
She is, yeah. I mean, I never had a problem with her, but I am a dude. But that people are, I think she definitely is less annoying now.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, and she's got a lot more purpose now too, right? Because
She fills a role now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's really great. I think that people should definitely pick it up. It's a really good show. I'm really enjoying S.H.I.E.L.D. I was a bit disappointed with the Lucy Lawless thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I thought, okay, well, here you've got, you know, but obviously, I don't know. Can I say this, Rob? I don't want to.
Well, if it's in the second episode.
It is, yeah. Never mind. Shut up.
But in the first, I did like the stuff on Hydra and the Peggy Carter cameo. And
right. The biggest disappointment for me about Lucy Lawless, I was thinking about this today, is that she would have made the best fucking Wonder Woman, and she's too old, and that pisses me off.
She basically was Wonder Woman back in the day.
Absolutely. But to have Joss Whedon writing Wonder Woman with Lucy Lawless acting as Wonder Woman would have been pretty fucking amazing. That would just be a thought. Yeah. I would have taken a day off work and gone to the theater for that one. Mm. As a dude.
Yes. So how was this, without spoiling, how was the second episode?
It was good. It was really good. I enjoyed it quite a lot.
Good.
Yeah. Starts to flesh stuff out a little bit more for the second season.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It stays in the movie, in the universe of the, you know, the MCU.
Yeah.
So it's, I think it's good. I'm enjoying it. You know, it's going to be the same trap they fell in the first season, where there's so many episodes. There's no doubt going to be some filler, you know, because you can't have 22 episodes,
right?
You know, of really important story stuff.
What did you think of Ward in the Basement?
I liked it a lot. I thought that by the end of the first season, he was going to be like a double agent, and it would turn out he'd be good and then back on the team again. Well, I'm
so
totally
spoiling.
So you think
there's redemption for him, or?
I mean, I don't know, but I still think he's a bad dude, and they kept him, you know, he's not like back on the team, or, you know, by the first episode. So,
right.
And I don't know that he will be, or if he ever is, it's going to be a different situation, but I like that they went there with that rather than pulling some stupid thing.
I hope it's not just for the whole Sky romance bullshit. That'll bug me.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hope that they play it smart with that character and they give him some kind of redemption, or don't keep him around too long. Like, I don't want to see Ward in the Basement forever. You know? So we'll see what happens with it. I think they're going really good places with it, and I really enjoy that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I feel bad for little Fitz. I hope they find a way to fix this.
Oh, yeah, it's so sad.
I hope it's not like that all season.
So where did she go? Because did she just leave? because it
she
was
left hard. Because it was and they kind of were saying that she thought she'd be better off, you know, not there. And but it kind of, like they said, it broke him, you know. And that surprised me too. And it was such a good reveal. And it's like they're just going interesting places with these characters, and not where it seemed to be. Like, it was just so, the first season was so safe, you know. It was just like everything kind of by the book, and nothing really surprised you that much.
Well, this is what Joss Whedon does, and then he starts to kill off the people you love. Just be aware. This is what he will do.
The ensemble might be, I mean, it looks like it might be shifting up and changing. There's new people involved. They might end up being, you know, the main cast for the season, you know. So
I really like the guy that's working with it. Or Simmons. Yeah. I never can remember which one's which. But I really like him. I think that his honesty is exactly what he needs.
Yeah.
You know? Like, who are you talking about? What the hell's going on? What's your problem? Like, he's not just going to let him dig inside himself and bury himself in a hole, right? And I think that that's going to be a really cool relationship to watch. So I'm happy about that one. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
And Patton Oswalt has been on that show way more. I thought he had like a few episode cameo, but he's turned out to be a pretty important part and works very well.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah, I really like this show. It's a lot of fun. It's mindless, but at the same time, not too mindless. So you have to follow the story. But you know.
There's some. I mean, there is some stuff to think about. And it definitely, if you're familiar with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, it definitely enhances the show and vice versa, I think.
Yeah.
So whereas at first, the first half of the first season didn't really enhance the movie universe.
Well, no, and you even felt like they really missed the boat on a few stories.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like I'm excited for... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was saying they caught back up, but like the Thor tie-in was absolute piece of shit, and the Captain America tie-in was infinitely better.
Yeah. I'm excited for Agent Carter.
I don't... I'm weary on it because it's... I feel like I don't know how it's going to make a good full TV show.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I think because it's going to be like her adventures kind of thing, right?
I guess.
And I liked her character. She was a good, strong female character.
Yeah.
And for her to be, you know, go from that role back to an administrative or a secretarial role, realistically, let's talk about it the way the word should be worded, because it was the end of World War II and women were maligned back to their, you know, original jobs that they had, and the men came back and they wanted their jobs back. Why wouldn't they? Mm. And so the environment that she goes back into is very, very different from what she's been used to and the power and the control that she's had. So I think just even that part of the story will be very interesting to watch.
Yeah, but, it's just going to be a very different show, I think. Yeah.
Add all the kick-ass stuff to it, and that's even better for me.
Although her the part with her in the first season kind of, I guess, maybe gives you a little bit of a idea of maybe what it might be about.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, if she's kind of like kicking ass, you know, with Hydra and stuff like that, it might be.
Well, I think that's the plan. She's supposed to be in an administrative role, but at the same time doing undercover jobs for, I don't know who she would be doing that for.
Because we haven't really seen her like go into action before, really. And so it was nice to see that happen.
I'll be interested to see it. I hope they do a good job of it, and I feel like they will because they're doing such a good job of everything right now. Mm. Anyway, I like it all.
And then we have the DC side of things.
Mm-hmm.
With Gotham.
Gotham. Who's seen it? I've seen it.
I've seen it.
I've seen it.
Mike has not seen it.
Nope.
Yeah. It I think it's good. I like it. I think it's very interesting. And it's, it's most certainly takes place in Gotham. It's not a super realistic show, but I like the characters, and I like, you know, like I know the first one kind of had to really introduce everyone. Like you were introduced to Selina Kyle and Edward Nygma. And, you know, Penguin and stuff. So, like,
it he doesn't make, like to be called that.
Yeah. So, like, I know it seems like at first, like, oh, my God, like they're just throwing everything at you and like, oh, this is going to be how it's going to be. This is stupid. Right. But, I mean, I understand I have to introduce it, and I don't expect it to stay that way.
Have you seen the second episode yet?
Yeah. So it got better, you know, kind of focused. Although, for an episode called Selena Kyle, she wasn't really in it all that much till the end. But,
right.
I like it. And I like, I don't know, it's hard to explain. I find it really entertaining. And
yeah, I do too. I like
it. It's a nice peek into, you know, Jim Gordon's life before, you know, everything before Batman. And I think it's interesting to see Bruce Wayne as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of fucked up, right?
Right. Totally. I even really like Jada Pinkett Smith's character, even though it's totally overacted. I really like it. You know, I think that the coldness of her and everything else, but still having a touch of the humanity and all the rest of it. You know, I think that's a really cool character. I like her.
Yeah, overacted, great.
Like, yeah. And I mean, look at her. she's in some fine physical shape, that lady.
She looks good.
I often wonder what their sex is like. Well, okay, not often, but I've occasionally wondered.
I wonder every day.
I often wonder about their sex. I'm thinking about it right now. No, wait. Because they're both very physically fit human beings. And yes. I wonder, does there need to be more padding for it to be funner? Or is that a lot of bones? I don't know. I just think, you know, that's pretty physical. I imagine they throw each other around the room a lot. I'm just thinking out loud here.
They get jiggy with it.
That, exactly. Do you think he makes her listen to his music while they do it?
Oh, God.
Whoa.
Just bounce with me. Just bounce with me.
Tick, 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 boom.
Me in Miami. Sorry. So, ooh, rabbit. Talk about a rabbit hole. That was an interesting one. But I have wondered that. If sex is very bony or it's very hot.
I mean, I hope it's bony.
Not that kind of bony. You know, as a lady with pushing, I'm just cushion. I mean, I'm just wondering. Just saying. Let's move on. Man. Move on from this quickly.
Wait, what does Will think? What does Will think of Gotham?
What does Will think about what? Let's not ask him right now.
What does Will think about
Smith's sex life, yeah. I think.
What's your take on this?
What's your take on Will Smith's sex
life? Yeah, I think I'm really enjoying it as well. I like how we get to see all the villains and just listen to people talk about it. I think there's some that I missed when I was watching this show. Like there may have been a reference to Mr. Freeze and
I missed
maybe that.
That
comedian guy was supposed to be the Joker, possibly. I don't know. But
no, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
From what I understand, it might possibly be the guy that inspires the Joker later on.
Okay.
But I don't think it's actually the Joker. They are definitely going to do the Joker at some point, for sure.
Well, they've introduced what? The Riddler? Penguin?
They did have Poison Ivy as well.
Yeah.
And
Catwoman,
obviously.
Yeah. So
I think it's interesting showing her as like a young girl.
Well, I think a lot of people are having a difficult time with it because she's quite sexy, but young.
I don't think she comes across as sexy at all. She's a kid.
Oh, okay. Because a lot of people, maybe it's just the privilege online that I've been following.
I didn't.
A lot of people have said with those eyes and those eyebrows, it's hard for her not
big
to.
She has eyes.
Well, she's an anime character like I am. See. Yeah.
They don't give her. She's not like she's wearing skimpy outfits or anything. Like I don't see like they're definitely not sexualizing her in the show.
Not like a side video.
So, yeah.
Dave,
if
you see
that, it's not the show's fault.
No, Dave and I have thought about that a lot. Just so you know. He thinks it's horrible. I think it's artistic.
Mm.
Anyway, the side video. Chandelier.
I didn't see that.
No.
Should I see it?
Well, the girl is 11 years old, and she's in a skin-toned bodysuit dancing.
That's great.
It's not provocative at all. It's just really amazing interpretive dance to Psy's Chandelier, which is also an amazing song. And to me, it's just a whole shit ton of creativity. And Dave's just like, That's just gross. Why didn't they put her in a blue bodysuit? What the hell is wrong with them? And I'm like, listen, old man. It's art. He doesn't get it. He just thinks it's gross. I'm like, she's a professional dancer. A costume's a costume. Right? I mean, I'm a theater kid. That's how it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of your perception on things, really, I guess. Right.
You should all watch the video and let us know what you think. And also listen to the song because it's kind of amazing. Size Chandelier. Yeah.
I would have never thought anyone would say Psy has an amazing song.
No, so, not that Psy.
Not that Psy?
No, S-I-S-I-A.
Oh, so many Psys. I was like,
no,
wait
not
a minute.
The, not that one. No.
Oh,
no,
not
no.
That Psy.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant at first.
Yes,
I was like, really?
Psy, right? S-I-A, that's... Well, Psy, doesn't
S-I-
it?
S-I-A?
I don't know.
Oh, C. Oh, I know. What you, is it? Oh, I think it's. Isn't it
C? It's the same one that did. Hmm? Am I saying it all wrong?
I think it's
I've
Sia.
Had two gins.
I always said Sia. When you said chandelier, I knew who you were talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
about.
It's Sia. Oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
She wants to swing from the chandelier, as I often do.
Psy is not the. Okay.
Psy.
I was going to say.
No,
I
know. He did a commercial with nuts in it. That's disappointing. So, Sia? Sia, really?
I think it's Sia.
Sia? It's S-S-I-A? S-E-I? Okay. Anyway, S-I-A. Sorry. I apologize if you've all had some kind of mental breakdown
I was about to question your musical taste. Yeah.
I love Psy. He's great. No, I don't. Anyway, yeah. So that is that. Anyway, nothing to do with television. So let's stop talking about it. Move on. I'm sorry.
Now, moving on to What Frozen.
What Frozen.
What Frozen.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Michael David's into Frozen Watts, apparently.
Frozen Watts. it's not bad. It was all right. First episode of Once Upon a Time. They're doing Frozen.
Are the Frozen girls going to be around for a bit, do you think?
Yeah, it's the whole story of, I guess, at least the first part of the season. I assume they'll stretch it out as long as possible. You know,
is she trying to get her sister back?
They kind of set up some stuff. Something about the parents. I guess the sister is missing. I don't know.
Mm.
You know.
Separated again, huh?
It's Once Upon a Time. Once Upon a Time. It'll take forever.
God, you remember the Peter Pan storyline? That was just way too long.
I thought it was good, and then it carried into the next season.
No. Yeah. Do you think they have to pay so much for the rights to these? Like, I know Peter Pan is licensed. It's owned by a children's hospital in the UK. So it's not public domain. They must have had to have paid for that story, right?
I don't know. No, I don't. Are you sure Peter Pan's not public domain?
I don't believe so. I thought they were talking about the fact that all of the rights were signed over to a children's hospital.
I don't know. That may be possible. But Frozen they own, so it doesn't really
matter.
I
think they lost the rights at some point.
Yeah, I mean, that only carries for so long unless you're Disney and you buy off people.
Buy
and
everything.
They keep your patent alive for Mickey Mouse many years after it was supposed to expire.
Things.
Yeah. So they're perfectly willing to take advantage of copyright law when it benefits them and squash it when it does not. So,
speaking of copyright law, what do you think about the fact that nobody wants the 2022 Olympics?
Not surprising.
I can't find a city that hosts it.
It's basically going to the point where only like kind of unseemly places will want it because
the demands are excessive.
Are idiotic.
Yeah. And the people who work for the IOC are just fucking abusive, apparently.
Well, there's that, too, yeah.
Like, to the volunteers, they're abusive. Maybe I shouldn't relay the story. Anyway, a story was relayed to me about a person who was a volunteer at the Vancouver Olympics, and she had told one of the IOC members that they were not allowed to go down a certain way, and he actually pushed her physically out of the way and said, I go where I want. And wow. A woman actually hit her. A woman from the IOC physically hit her. So apparently they do whatever they want to whomever they want with no regard at all for human people. They expect all the hotels in the host city to take Pepsi products out of the mini bar, and they're only allowed to put Coca-Cola in there because that's a sponsor. They want all of the stoplights to be programmed in a way so that IOC members have priority and are not stopped at red lights.
Wow.
They're crazy. They're fucking crazy. Yeah. Them and FIFA. Crazy people with too much power. So stop the IOC. It's not my new thing. PETA first. Stop PETA and then the IOC. Okay? In that order. Anyway. Frozen Watt, you enjoyed it? Yes. Good?
Yeah, it's solid. I mean, it's once upon a time.
I'm just all over the place today. I apologize again. It's happening again. yeah, I pretty much dropped Once Upon a Time where you picked it up, oddly enough.
Yeah, I couldn't watch it in the beginning because all the stupid Lost references. I couldn't take it.
I like that. I like the Apollo bars. I got the kick out of all that.
Yeah, that I was kind of done with Lost at that point, so I was like, all right, do your own show, guys.
I'm kind of glad they don't do that anymore, or at least I don't notice them anymore.
I don't think they really do. I haven't noticed anything, and if they do, it's very subtle.
There's just a fun Easter eggs in the beginning.
Yeah, I understand. They were trying to carry over something. That makes sense. But yeah.
So, because, you know, if you go to our group, you will be lucky enough to repeatedly see my face because I'm the only person that ever posts in our group. Come on, guys. Help me out.
I do sometimes.
I know. You scroll down there and you see, like, Michaela Lynn.
Because your face is prettier than the rest of ours.
No, that's not true at all. So I had posted that we were going to be here with the lovely Will Johnson, and I wanted to know what people had been watching that had come back. I'm watching The Blacklist, which I don't talk about generally, but I enjoy it quite a lot. I really like that show. You should check it out. Jessica says she's been watching South Park, Sons of Anarchy, which I understand from some people they've stopped watching because it's become increasingly violent in the last season. And they don't want to watch it anymore. And she's also watching Bones, which I'm kind of surprised is still on. She hasn't watched Gotham
yet,
but it's on her
DVR. Holy shit, that's still on? Bones?
I know,
still
right? On. Like, how is that possible? She's also watching The Simpsons, Family Guy, and American Dad. That is her. She says that is her Sunday must-see TV. Claire is watching and loving Fargo. She thinks Gotham is fine so far, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is a lot better than when we started in season one, which we've talked about that a lot. Season one was slow, but they got their footing, and everybody was happy. Gabby says that the only returning show she is watching right now is Sons of Anarchy, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which I'm also watching and is still very funny, and you should check it out. She said that she is extremely excited about the return of American Horror Story. Hannibal, Archer, Bob's Burgers, and Downton Abbey. And I am also excited for Archer to come back because I do love that particular quirky kind of humor. Claire also says, ooh, yes, Hannibal and American Horror Story. And Andrew also seconds Brooklyn Nine, or thirds Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And Matt sent in some feedback and he wanted to put in a note that he wanted to mention, oh, thanks, Matt. Thanks a lot, buddy. Citronia Belf, the lead in Outlander, the female Outlander, by name. But he made me read it instead of him having to read it. So there. Thanks a lot. So I understand we have some feedback.
Yes, we have two.
Are you all queued up for feedback, Mike?
Oh, of course. I'm professional. Of course I'm professional.
Hey, Chatterbox Podcast. This is your old buddy Matt sending some feedback as we we're starting off the new fall TV season, what I've been watching and what I'm looking forward to, I guess. Really the only new show I've watched more than one episode of has been Gotham. I was really looking forward to this. And I guess I kind of side with a lot of the more mixed reviews this show's been getting. It's tonally all over the place. It's like it wavers really between like kind of the Adam West campy stuff and then like the Christopher Nolan, Frank Miller gritty version of The Dark Knight. And you know, Batman's, you know, a kid in this, but it seems like it doesn't quite know what it is. But that's, you know, it's not unusual for a show in its first season to have a little shakiness as it figures out what works for it in, you know, as a long-run show. It could turn out to be like Arrow, where it takes until about halfway through the first season before it really gets good and figures out what it wants to do. Yeah, the other shows I want to talk about, they just wrapped up their seasons. They're new shows. The first show is You're the Worst, which was on FX. I guess moving to FXX, the new channel that just shows Simpsons episodes. But I thought the show was pretty good. It's like a sitcom about these two really horrible people who kind of meet and start this relationship and end up kind of becoming better. And I really enjoyed this. I thought the lead characters had great chemistry, and I thought there was a real solid emotional arc for them throughout this first season. And I definitely recommend it. It's only 10 episodes, half hour each, so it's a pretty quick catch up. The other show that just finished up was Outlander, the new Starz prestige drama based on the popular series of books, and this one was really good. First off, the shooting in Scotland or wherever it's shot, it looks phenomenal, and you know, in HD it looks incredible. I gotta go to Scotland one of these days. And the other good thing about it, probably the best thing about it, is that it's one of those things where you want to show to people who think that, oh, we need a strong female character, so we need to have a female character beat people up. And this is how you do it. Like, the main character in this is a woman who is a World War II nurse who finds herself back in time. She gets sent back in time to the 1700s, and this character is phenomenally written, and she's played very well by an actress who is a model. So the show is also produced by Ronald D. Moore, who I guess has a knack for picking out models who are really good actresses. And she's probably the best female performance by someone not named Tatiana Maslany this year. I thought the show was great, and the way it ends with like a big cliffhanger, and I just think it's really good storytelling, and it's storytelling that we need for better female characters, and it's something we should support. This week also, Korra comes back. I know Korra just ended Legend of Korra, but Nickelodeon doesn't care about it anymore, so they're just going to burn it off. And yeah, that's a bummer, but at least we get the episode sooner. Yeah, the other new show I've watched or sampled was A to Z, and that show was okay. It's nothing all that special, but I think the leads have really good chemistry, and that can be a really good basis for, you know, a launching pad for a great show. But who knows? We'll have to see. All right. I see I'm about 4 minutes now, so I'll just wrap it up. So I'll see you guys or talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Matt. That's awesome. Yeah, I totally agree about Outlander. It looks beautiful. Like, it is really good. And it's got a lot of substance. Claire is... Talk about a strong female character. I mean, she's thrown back in time. She deals with all that shit. Mm-hmm. Plus, she's got all her medicine skills on top of it. It's just, I really enjoyed the series, the book. Well, I didn't read the whole series. I think I read the first three-ish books, I think. And it's just such a really strong female character. And I really, really enjoyed the books 20-odd years ago when I read them. And the show is very true to the books. And it's just super beautiful. The costuming is gorgeous, and the scenery is amazing. And the music and everything about the show is epically done. So check it out.
Cool.
Yeah.
I see people are liking it around the interwebs.
Yo. I would not lead you astray, I swear. and Andrew also sent us some feedback, I believe.
Yes. Some voice stuff.
You can find Andrew on Earwash Podcast. Mm-hmm. And you can find Matt on Matt Loves Movies Podcast, right? Matt Loves TV? Matt Loves Movies?
Movie Snobbery.
Matt loves a lot of stuff. Matt loves everything! Yay! You should have a website, Matt. MattLovesEverything.com.
Andrew
does
said,
he love everything?
Does he? Does he really? Andrew says, hi, Chatterbox. Send in a little audio feedback. Also, right. Shout out to Sexy Coach Hill. Mm-hmm. Actually, he says Jamie Hill, but we'll go with Sexy Coach Hill. And his impressive fantasy football team for the Skirmish for Skyrim League. So it's a question. Do you all still make / buy costumes for Halloween? For myself, I do not. For my son, I do. But I've never been a dress-up kind of person, though. So.
I do.
I don't know
if fun.
I'm going to dress up this year. You do, Rob.
I do, but I also go to parties, so like Halloween parties. Yeah. So it's not like I just dress up and sit like
sit at your desk.
You just hang out and just
I usually put on devil horns and sit on my desk, but I do that like occasionally throughout the year, anyways. It's a sign to other people to fuck off and leave me alone. But this year, I have the best sapphire blue pants and red boots, and I'm thinking that is pretty close to a Superman costume as if I've ever seen one. So I'm waffling about that. What about you, Will?
I don't really do the dress up thing for Halloween.
Mm-hmm. You don't go to parties usually?
No, never been to a Halloween party. I was supposed to go one year, but ended up getting canceled. And it's not my thing.
Yeah, I've never been a big dress up person.
No. I don't mind dressing up. But I don't know. Cosplay scares me. There's like, too much pressure there, right? Like, if you're going to cosplay, you better do it right or don't even bother.
No, either
Halloween,
be
like,
horrible
can, like,
or
you can
great.
Have a shit costume. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Either be the worst or the best. That's the key.
So this year, maybe I'll switch it up and wear a halo.
There you go.
It's all lies anyway, right? We can do whatever we want. I can wear a halo.
Oh man, here, let me play the audio portion of the feedback.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I'll be guesting on Intro to X this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Which Tammy reminded me today, thankfully, because I would have forgotten. So you can hear my great X-Files stuff, which is not holding up as well as I remembered.
Chatterbox podcast.
Or we could listen to Matt again.
Yeah, why not?
Hi, Matt. How you doing? Apparently, I hit the wrong. How that happened, I'm not sure, because I was on the other email and I just read it. And somehow it ended up back at Matt's feedback.
Yeah, pros at this podcast.
Hello, Chatterbox. This is Andrew Myers, and I just thought I'd call and give you a brief update of what I've been watching recently. I'm really excited because Brooklyn Nine-Nine Season 2 has started back up. It's on Fox on Sunday evenings, and it's my favorite comedy, so I'm really stoked that it started back up. And also, Comic Book Men Season 3 has recently popped up on the Netflix instant streaming, so I've also been watching that and catching back up on Comic Book Men. Been enjoying that a lot. I'm also halfway through Season 3 of your listener-suggested Game of Thrones!
Yay!
Yeah, I decided to go with Game of Thrones, and halfway through Season 3, it's been a really exciting watch. I think the most recent thing that I saw is the Dragon Princess Lady got a bunch of nipple warriors, traded a dragon for them, and set them free, and now they're fighting for her. So I'm pretty excited to see where this goes. And 'tis the season. Happy Halloween, everyone. I was just wondering what your favorite Halloween movie watching traditions are for all the Chatterbox hosts. The wife and I popped in Ghostbusters last night, and we'll be finishing watching that up tonight. And I would like everyone to give us a little feedback on what your favorite Halloween movie traditions are. Again, I love the show. Thanks for putting it out. And wish everyone a happy Halloween. Have a great show, and I'm really looking forward to listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Andrew. That's awesome. How about you, Rob? Well, we know you do your Universal thing, but what's your favorite movie for Halloween?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Like, I really like, in recent years, Trick or Treat has kind of been a kind of a tradition, because it's pretty fun movie. I don't know, like anything, you know, any horror movie or whatever is like, I don't have like one particular one. I just like to get together with friends and then we just like watch we'll have like a horror night and watch like some scary movies.
Mr. Mike?
You know, I don't know. I don't really. Maybe just Charlie Brown.
Pumpkin, yeah.
Yeah, the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. That's nice. Probably about it. I don't really do, like, I like some traditional horror movies. So I probably watch a few of them when they pop up. But I don't have any specific traditions other than probably Charlie Brown.
Right. Well.
Yeah, I try to watch movies, horror movies throughout the month, and usually I try to finish up with Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. Yeah.
Awesome.
That's a good one.
I would say probably for me is Charlie Brown, probably. I always try to get that one. And also the original Friday the 13th. Jamie Lee Curtis Friday the 13th, yeah. That
was Halloween. Just,
Halloween. Oh, sorry, God. I saw Friday the 13th in the theater. You know, Friday the 13th Part 3. That's how old I am.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It was like the first 3D movie. It was.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
I saw Jaws 3D in the movies.
Scary. Yeah, Halloween. Halloween movie. I always like to watch the first Halloween. First Friday the 13th is fucking too scary for me. I'm sorry. The Halloween's pretty terrifying as well. The whole babysitting thing, because who hasn't been in that scenario, right?
I have not. Been in that scenario.
You've never babysat.
Yeah, I've never had a murderer come to the house while I was babysitting. No.
You've never been a girl babysitting on your own. Okay. You
nope. Can imagine. Never.
Okay. Yeah. So that's pretty much that for me. I like those two. You know, Mike Myers. He's a good one. Very scary guy.
Yeah, he was. He was very scary, and so I married an axe murderer.
Mike Myers.
I love him in Austin Powers.
Oh my God. Yeah. Am I getting all of my facts wrong today? That's fine.
No, Michael Myers, yeah. You were right.
Fuck. You know what? I did month end like yesterday or 2 days ago, and then I did the revenue report yesterday, and my brain does have nothing left for you. I'm sorry. Somebody fill me in on this whole Family Guy Simpsons crossover dilemma thing. What is happening there?
They had a crossover episode?
Yeah, what is happening?
Yeah, it was. I watched the first half of it, but I fell asleep before I could finish it.
So it was intriguing.
I was just tired.
Oh.
I watched it, honestly. I love Family Guy. I haven't watched Simpsons in a while. Mm-hmm. It really wasn't that funny. Like, they showed the funniest parts in the, like, the previews for it. And it just really, I just kind of watched it and I was like, okay, you know, I expected a lot more from it, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
Like the best joke is when Bart does the prank phone call to Mo, right? And then right. Stewie's like, Stewie wants to give it a try. And then he calls it up and he's like, your sister's getting raped, and it hangs up.
So that was the big dilemma that everybody had. Okay.
What dilemma? Well,
there was some rape thing. There was some rape issue.
Oh, that's not an issue. That was funny. You know, that was hilarious. That was the best part of the episode. I'm not saying rape is funny, but you know what
no,
I mean.
No, like, I didn't think that's what
it's there's certainly
like, yay rape.
I mean, there's certainly nothing offensive about that. Like, that's the whole point. Is Stewie doesn't get like that's Stewie's evil. You know.
You know, these politically correct people that like to get their panties in a bunch.
There's really nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that joke.
Okay, so that was what it was. Okay.
No.
There we go. All right. Ooh, I found out apparently I've become a victim of a spoofing call. Does anybody know what that is? Mm-hmm. Over the last 2 days, I've had people phone me and say, yeah, hi, I just got a call from this number. And so I tweeted Fido and they said it's spoofing.
What?
Oh, so they're pretending they're using your number to call people. Wow.
What the freaking frack is that all about? I don't think I like it.
That sucks.
But you think my phone company would do something about that, wouldn't you? You'd imagine.
I don't know that they can. It depends on how they're... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, people shouldn't be able to imitate your phone number.
No, you wouldn't imagine. She sent me a wiki thing, caller ID. But I guess what they do is they pretend like you initiated the call for some reason. I'll read more. I'll fill you in the group. But you know what? We cannot let Halloween go by without doing a Canadian chocolate giveaway contest, can we?
No.
I mean, this will be the third annual.
Is it?
It is. So I have not given this any thought at all, not realizing until this very moment that Halloween was coming very quickly, and we probably won't record any time before then because we're very lazy about these things. So I'm wondering, should we do it we now?
Will. You think? No, I think Halloween's pretty far away.
Halloween's a month away, so I should hope that we'll put out a show.
I think we'll maybe have one more. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We'll put one out before.
Okay. Well, maybe the three of us could think about good ideas and commune in the email about it, and we'll let all of you guys know about it when we get there.
Okay. Okay. I thought I had missed something. I'm like, wow, we have something? I didn't even know about this.
No, but I mean, how else am I supposed to send coffee crisps to Americans if there's no contest?
It's true. It's true. You can buy one in Epcot for like $4 a bar.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That sounds not good.
In Canada. I think Martin Short actually works the counter.
I would not at all be surprised. Just trying to make a little extra money, eh?
Yeah, and Moose and some of the You Can't Do That from Television kids, they
is one of them Alanis Morissette?
Oh, that's right, she was on there. No, Moose was my favorite. You remember Moose? Oh. It was probably really horrible to call her.
Yeah.
Her name was Moose on the show, though.
Yeah.
She had very bushy black hair.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just reading about caller ID spoofing.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry. Well, I've been spoofed. I need to know what that means. Is it going to be fun for me? Or is
I really hate.
Will I get a
rap? I really hate these people. Like, I had to get a new debit card because of one of these breaches at one of these stores. It's like three stores I shop at have been breached lately. Mm-hmm. And my bank issued me a new debit card and canceled my other one. So it seems like every day I'm getting a new email saying, oh, your automatic payment was declined. And it's because I have a new debit card and I haven't gone in and entered my new card in yet. But
right.
It's so much of a hassle because these people just won't.
It happens here all the time. People skim our cards regularly. Yeah.
That's a big problem lately, it seems.
Do you know what freaked me out is apparently there's a new thing for the iPhone that has infrared on it. And when you punch your numbers in for your PIN pad for your ATM card, that they can just take a picture of it, and it will not only tell them which keys you pushed, but the heat signature fades the longer it's there, so they can tell the order in which you did it. So what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to rest your three middle fingers on the keypad after you've entered the number so that they can't read it. I'm like, how many other fucking things am I supposed to worry about? Anyway, caller ID spoofing is the practice of causing a telephone network to indicate to the receiver of a call that the originator of the call is a station other than the true originating station. Ooh, that sounds painful for me. For example, a caller ID might display the phone number different from that of the telephone from which the call was placed. How'd they get my number? And how are they doing that? Make them go away! I don't like it. The term is commonly used to describe situations in which the motivation is considered malicious by the speaker or writer. How do I make them stop it?
I don't know.
In 2006, Paris Hilton was accused of using caller ID spoofing to break into a voicemail system that used caller ID for authentication. Good to know. That has nothing at all to do with my current situation.
You're not.
However.
You're not doing like Paris Hilton.
I'm trying not to be as much like Paris Hilton as humanly possible. Thank you. So that's weird. I'll guess I'll look into that more. If anyone out there has any suggestions about my spoofing issue, let me know.
Yeah. I think it's more on the phone company to try to plug whatever exploits people are using.
They don't seem all that concerned. They've texted me that I'm in fact being spoofed, and yet
you
are. Hey, just so you know, you're being spoofed.
Yep. We're not going to do anything about it.
Can't do anything.
Maybe I should text them back and say, should we be concerned about this? Is there any action we should take? So, I'm going to text them that now.
There you go.
And I'm going to put we, because they are the phone company.
We.
Mm-hmm. Should we be concerned about it? Me, you, an iPhone company? I do all of my banking or all of my phone stuff on Twitter. Isn't that fun? No, it's true. If I want to get a hold of my phone company, I tweet them and they respond.
It's a good idea. I guess they will respond. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Other people can spend hours waiting on hold. I'm not doing that.
Just tweet them.
Yeah, that's how I am with Comcast.
With Comcast? Yeah. Oh, my God. I'd like to cancel my service. Why? You only have 140 characters to find out, fucker. Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that with Comcast, too. It works. It actually gets you through pretty quickly.
It's faster. Definitely. When American Airlines lost my luggage, I was abusing the poor guy who runs their Twitter account.
I've done that before. Not to them, but to other companies.
Yeah.
When Dave was treated so horribly, racially motivatedly, horribly in Richmond Center, you can bet I tweeted them violently and angrily about why my husband was treated in such a horrifyingly disrespectful manner. So, let me tell you, you're one big white guy and you walk into Richmond Center looking for help? Well, good luck with that. They don't want you there. They don't want your money. Go away. It was horrible. He was very horrified. He was offended on every level. Hmm. Let's not go into it. Move along. Nothing to see here. It was just awful. I won't bring it up in front of him because I'm sure he's quite still traumatized by the whole thing.
Jeez.
Oh, they tweeted me back. Let's see what they said.
That was fast.
No, it happened to me a couple of days too, and then it stopped. But there's no guarantee it'll stop right away for you too.
Mm.
That's so helpful.
No good news.
Good call, Michael.
And the playoff music.
Well, let's shut this woman up music. All right. They keep tweeting me. What am I supposed to do?
That's what I was waiting to find out.
Thank you so much for coming and putting up with my shenanigans today.
No. Thanks for having me. It was fun.
So I'm glad you said that. And I hope you will come back again soon. And your trip must have been, just so much fun. I'm so jealous.
Yes, but unfortunately, I have a little post-vacation sickness, which seems to happen a lot lately, but,
Planes are gross. People are dirty. What are you going to do?
Yeah, it's tough on a plane. Yeah.
I hope you'll come and visit me soon. You know what?
I was just talking to John the other day.
Emerald City. Yeah. You guys gonna come here?
Seattle. It'll be in.
Let's do Emerald City Con next year. Don't you think?
Yeah.
That would be good.
Let's go.
We could go together. Leave Dave home. He's no fun at cons. Yeah, he doesn't wait well in lines.
Yeah. Speaking of cons, next weekend, not this upcoming week, but next is New York Comic Con.
Oh, that's right.
That I'll be going to, and I have to report that for the first time, they've spaced out the main room for panels and they're clearing the rooms.
That's a great idea.
And thank your birthday.
Freaking goodness, it is on my birthday.
Oh, that's
right. And they have most of the cast of Walking Dead is going to be there, so it's going to be a Walking Dead panel, and I really want to freaking see it, and it's my birthday, so let me in.
Cool.
That's right. You should get a special pass.
I'm hoping that because people can no longer camp out and just sit through all the panels anymore, I'll have a better chance of getting in. So.
Right. Well, I probably won't speak to you guys again, but happy Thanksgiving, because that's happening in 2 weekends.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yours, yeah.
It is Canadian Thanksgiving. We have a lot to be thankful for here, so. Happy Thanksgiving to Illyrio and Moira.
Yes.
And all of our Canadian friends. But yeah. And I'm going to take a 5-day-long weekend.
Nice.
Yeah. Isn't it sad when you're like most happy to not be going to work?
No, I think that's pretty normal.
That can't be right. Oh well. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Are we gonna find out where we can find Will?
Oh, where can we find you, Will?
Oh wow.
That's your job, Mikhail.
Yes. You can find me on Twitter at Longclaw with a K. You can find me on Intro to Briscoe, which is an intro cast about the adventures of Briscoe County Jr. And you can also find me on Down Below, which is an intro cast about Babylon 5.
Awesome.
See, I used to... I watched Briscoe a few times when I was a kid. It was one of those things that just didn't work for me as a kid, but I think it might be something that I may have to revisit.
Yeah.
Because it's probably something I would appreciate more now than at that point in time.
Yeah, definitely. It's getting better and better as the season goes on.
You could follow along with Will and send in feedback.
Yes, I have to find it.
It's not on Netflix here.
I'm sure you can find it somewhere, though.
So, I'm sure I probably could.
I'm sure it's randomly available somewhere.
Yeah. All right.
And look
been
for,
so much fun.
Look for my Charmings intro cast coming up.
Your who? Your Charmings
intro cast. The Charmings intro cast coming up.
Who are your newbies?
Probably anyone in the world.
That's right.
That would be
everyone
my guess.
In the world.
Almost anyone in the world would be my guess. I'm assuming that's a really long list.
Aw, that's sad. Which explains why it's not on the air anymore, probably. Huh?
Yeah, and then I'll do the Automan intro cast. If you've never seen Automan, please go seek that out on YouTube. It's amazing. It's like a Tron TV show back in the day with Desi Arnaz Jr.
Huh. It's, seriously?
Yeah, I'm not even kidding. It's pretty crazy.
Okay, how'd you find that?
It used to be on TV. I remember when it was on TV.
Oh. There is a puppy wiggling outside of my office. I can hear it wiggling.
Oh,
whining,
man.
And wiggling at the same time.
All right, well, you can find me on the internet at RENMIKED.
Are we doing that again?
Yes.
Where can people find you, Rob?
I don't know.
No, not you. Where can people find Rob?
I do this podcast called Chatterbox.
It is your flagship podcast, isn't it?
It's my flagship podcast.
You have to claim us after 2.5 years. Sorry. Yeah. You belong to us. We belong to you. You're our sweetheart.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's it. You can find me here because I'm never really on Twitter all that much anymore.
No, I don't use it anymore.
I'm sorry. It just takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
You can see me in the Facebook group kind of regularly because I'm the only one that posts there, but you should post there too, and that would make me happy. Chatter at chatterboxpodcast.com. You can find us there too.
I'll post Automan there.
Yeah. And I really appreciate everyone that sent in the audio feedback today, and more of you should do that because we love to hear your voices.
Yes.
And I really want to thank Will for joining us. We had fun with you today, Will. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, you're welcome.
Now I want to get home.
And we're all very, very jealous of your trip.
Yeah.
I have to go back. Definitely.
Yeah. We have to go back.
You have to go back, Will. You have to go back. Let's plan a trip. Let's do it. I've never been to Hawaii.
Me either.
And now Will's been. He can show us where all the places are.
Oh, yeah.
All the places in Hawaii.
Get some shave ice.
Shaved ice. Does not sound bad.
I prefer it shaved too. All right. Good night, everyone.
And good night.